As mentioned earlier, we have combined or paraphrased some of those questions for ease of reading and responding. Each candidate will have 90 seconds to answer each question. And a reminder, Donna is keeping is the timekeeper, and she'll let you know when you have 15 seconds left. The names of who will get asked the question have been randomly selected for each question, so we take you in a different order each time, and everyone is going to get a chance to speak first on one of the questions. Let's start your lucky first, Paul Brown, for question one. And again, these questions aren't trick questions. If there's something that you don't quite understand, please ask. It's not meant to be a trick question. So do ask if you're not sure, or ask me to repeat it. So here we go, Paul. Question one. Blind Low Vision New Zealand is a multi-million dollar a year organisation. What is your understanding as where the income comes from, and how would you use the board management accounts to ensure financial sustainability?
I'm not currently on the board, so have only ever seen annual accounts of the board at AGM and so on. But I can count just about, even though I went to special school, would quite enjoy counting millions of dollars. I think that so I can read accounts, I can follow those kind of things, have that procedure. I understand that our money comes from donations, from government contracts, and a lot from properties, and I think I'd want to be clear that our money was coming from various sources so that we could keep ourselves sustainable. Obviously New Zealanders are finding it tough just now, so actually the charity dollar is difficult and we need to spend it properly. So yeah, without having seen the board accounts, I can't say that I'm absolutely familiar with how it's done, but I have dealt with accounts in other organisations and feel that I could be up to the task there. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Paul. And next person to answer that question is Judy Small.
Thanks, Tania. For the sustainability, we've got a lot of investment in property, and having those foundation property limited companies, that gives a lot of scrutiny around the accounts and also keeps everything very accountable for Blind Low Vision New Zealand and RNZFB in order to ensure that the money does go into our accounts and it is well used. That is only one avenue for getting funds. The other avenue is from our donors. And when I talked about stakeholder engagement before, I believe that that does sometimes include donors, as well as they have a large interest in what the organisation does. And having engagement with them ensures that they keep their interest up and they want to donate to an organisation that is thriving and doing a lot of good, where people give excellent feedback about its services. So they're the main two sources. We also do get donations out of the blue from bequests, and once again that sort of does happen because people have had a good experience or know about the organisation. So it's really important to keep the organisation's profile in the public arena and a very positive profile as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Judy. And La Toa Halato Talangi, you're the next one to answer that question.
Thank you for that. Paul, I haven't served on the board as yet, but I have served on many boards, and I have served as a treasurer for several years at a regional organisation across covering 20 countries in the Pacific. The income from donations, as already been said, is the larger amount that the foundation is dependent on. So the various investments that it has is well managed. and that is managed by well-qualified persons who have skills in that area. So that's something that management relies on. So it wouldn't be management that would try to involve itself in that, because it's run through its own mechanisms and rules. The new initiatives that I'm personally aware of is the investments, the joint venture with the Foundation Village is one that I have particular interest in, and that will yield income stream in the future. So such initiatives as that joint venture is something that I'm interested in encouraging the foundation to get more income streams besides relying on the charity dollar. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lator. I'm just going to remind people that you, Donna will give you a Time's Up call, a Time Up call, which gives tells you that you have 15 seconds left, okay, for these questions.
Yeah, so that'll be the, is the 15 seconds?
So they've got 15 seconds left after you say time.
Thank you.
This time it's for you, Clive Lansing.
Most of it comes from donations. I think it's probably around about that $25 million mark. And then there's government funding and property income. So the total budget is sort of in that vicinity of $36 million. So you can see most of it comes from donations. And it means we need to keep our promoting the organization to the public, advocating strongly to the government to pay its share, and making sure our investments are well managed. Now, when it comes to sustainability, we need to make sure we have a good working budget that is realistic. And as Judy has said, you know, we are in a time at the moment where we have got a bit of extra funding for services, but it's the chief executive who has to keep that budget and keep to the budget. And then really about making sure that we prioritize our expenditure on the core business of the organization, which is providing services that really help blind people thrive. So the board does that by primarily through the audit committee. And I must say, I'm not an auditor, and I don't have a lot of understanding of accounts in detail. I leave that heavy lifting to the accounting people on the board, but we do have a strong audit committee that I would like to be part of.
Thank you, Clive. And Jody Cruikshank, lucky last on question one.
My understanding is that a lot of it comes from donations, and I understand that the we're looking at there's a bit more coming from the property now. We have good investments in that area, which is great, and I think that's going to create some more sustainability, a bit more, and a steady increase over time, I'm guessing, which will take a bit more pressure off the charitable dollar to manage it better, I guess. It's just mainly trying to work around making sure we're still providing a good service, but we're still going to just watch that dollar and how we're spending it and things, and making sure that everything that we're putting forward to is being held accountable for what we're doing in the way of things. So, yeah.
Thanks for that, Jody.